This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survey from Wallet Hub says 90% of Americans think tipping culture has gone too far. Not that they're against tipping.
No.
But the instances, the frequency, how this has evolved, people aren't happy. You can't find 90% of people to agree on anything, but people have issues with tipping. 20% is kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
John, you said 15 is where you start.
Yeah, it's where I start. Yeah.
We're both going to tip when we go out and sit down at a restaurant. We're both going to tip when food gets delivered to our doorstep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But when we get the iPad flipped around and someone's just handing us something, that's when it feels excessive.
Yeah, fast food, or you're doing the work of, you order it, but you pick it up.
Yeah. And there's this idea, at least the way I've always looked at it, the server isn't getting even minimum wage. They rely on tips, so it's part of the social contract that we will tip.
Mm-hmm.
But people have brought up, well, what happens when someone isn't paid a server minimum wage?
They're paid actual wage.
Are we still tipping? Is it less? Is it not at all? What do we do? So there's all kinds of tipping questions, and we've got phone calls to get to. 248-539-9797. Paul in Harper Woods, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, I'm in the I'm a home service tech handyman, but what I've noticed just in the last 10 years is the amount of people who have been offering me tips after I get done completing the work. And about, you know, like I was telling the screener there that about 10 years ago I started noticing this happening, and now it seems like every job that I go to, somebody, you know, saying, hey, you know, you did a great job, you know, what's my bill? And, you know, you tell them the bill and they pay, and then they want to, you know, give you like an extra $50, $100 or something like that. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, depending on the neighborhood will determine if I take it or not. But for the most part, I don't take them because I'm comfortable with what I'm making, and I don't feel like I should be pulling any more out of anybody's pockets, whether they feel obligated to give it to me or not. So to me, tipping, it's just getting nuts, if you ask me. It's just getting way out of control.
Yeah, I mean, I've always wondered that as well. When somebody comes out to, you know, fix the heat, the AC, or, you know, something of that nature, when they leave, like, you're paying an hourly wage, and whatever your rate is.
I was going to say, and on top of that, first of all, okay, let's take your heating and cooling. Your service call is going to average about $160 just for the guy to pull in your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Then if he has to pull out tools and stuff like that, now you're talking, you know, hourly, half hour, whatever, plus service call, plus parts and everything else like that. So in a heating and cooling cost, you could go easily $500-$600. Why does the homeowner now need to pull out another $50-$60 and say,
they
hey,
don't.
You did a great job. You know, you did your job. Woo, here you go.
I don't feel that way.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I don't know if that makes me old school too. I feel like you're paying the service charges, the fee for them to come out to start, and we've covered our bases there.
Yeah, you don't seem like an old school type.
Heather?
I definitely always question, like in my head, am I supposed to tip you? But like when I have people like that over, if we need somebody to come fix something, like I'm like, okay, do I, don't I, what am I, like, yeah. I do question it in my head, like what is appropriate now? Am I supposed to tip? Am I not supposed to tip? I don't want to be rude and not tip. But I don't want to be tipping if I'm not supposed to be tipping. I always question, do I tip or don't I?
They're paid for their time by their employer, or if they're self-employed, they set that rate.
Mm-hmm.
You agree to it, you pay it, and you don't have to tip on top of that.
Well, that's typically what I do, but I do...
You wonder.
Always, I wonder, well, because I don't want to be rude. More. And is this somebody I'm supposed to tip, or am I not supposed to tip?
When we moved, movers, they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy with it. They communicated well. They showed up. They were very, you know, respectful to our stuff. And so when they were done and they hustled, that was one where I know what your rate is, but I'm also going to tip these guys a little bit extra individually because they just did a great job. And I don't know if it was appropriate or inappropriate. I just felt like it was worth it because they did such a great job.
And I think it is. Like, that's something I think I would tip for.
Okay.
Especially if they're not ruining your stuff and they took good care of everything. Yeah. You'd give them a tip for that.
What about this next category? Brian and Warren, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi. And I've done the serving job, and I'll just tell you this. Nowadays, I don't think you should be tipping servers as much as like you may have in the past, because you have so many people. You have someone taking your order, it feels like someone bringing your water refills, someone food running. And it's like you see your actual server maybe once or twice the whole meal, of course. But the job I worked once that I got a whole new respect for was working in a car wash. Because I was working the part at the end where you dry the cars off,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting ripped off because people were tipping up at the front of the line when the cars entered. Guys weren't giving the tips out to the hardworking dudes like me who were drying the cars. So I always make sure when I come out, that's a physical job. Just like you said, John, with the moving guys,
mm-hmm.
I think jobs that have more of that physical labor edge to them, you should tip a little more to. And I think if every person put a buck in the guys at the end of the tunnel when they're drying your car, those guys would do pretty well because they don't make, you know, health insurance but benefits or anything like that. But when it comes to that, John, it's like you said, I want to do something I want to do, not something I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so it's funny, like around here, and I know there are places that have dryers, you know, physical dryers at the end of car washes. It doesn't seem to be as prevalent. Because you just have those blowers.
Oh, the car wash we go to always has people out with towels drying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They don't do a great job, but they're there.
Yeah. Well, there was one in Petoskey right across from the grocery store that I was always hit, and they would have dryers at the end. And that's actually when I would tip.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tip at the front, I'd tip at the back.
I've never heard of somebody tipping before a car wash. I wonder if it's because they don't want to either roll down their window
You might get sprayed.
You don't want the streaks because it's not fully dry. I mean, you can open your door clearly and hand it out the door, but I wonder if that's why. I've never heard of that.
I think you also want to be done. Like when it's done, you want to just drive off. You've paid for the service. You've tipped on top of it. Has tipping gone too far? What do we got next? Let's get to Matt in Commerce. Matt, you're on 97.1. Or Mike, what's up?
I'm sorry. Hey guys. So I think it's gotten too bad where, I mean, you just got a tropical smoothie. Not to name a place, sorry, but like when you go to the pay option, and that's the first thing you gotta decline is the tip. You know what I mean? And that's like anywhere between like a $7 and $13 item, and you're tipping 20% or 15% on that. That's just way too far.
And you said it's before you've even paid. Period. You know, you're just frustrated.
You have to decline the tip. It's like. You know, I mean, you know, there's a donate button, you know, at like speedways and stuff, but literally it's the tip button that is there. Like you're expected to tip off a high-end fast food. I mean, geez.
Yeah, because you're already asked that. I mean, I've seen that too, where, hey, would you like to round up and donate to, you know, this local cause or national cause? And then on top of that, it's the tip as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're getting soaked.
You are, and it feels kind of, it feels like you're being guilted into giving more of your money. Like, prices are going up. People mm-hmm. have to make tough calls. And now I got
the You're being bombarded.
Do you care about children in need? Do you care about your local community? Do you care about the person standing across from you that's not making enough money? And you're like, yeah, yeah, I care about all of you. But at the same time, the price is on the menu. I agree to pay the price. I'm not. You're not serving me or waiting on me. You're not delivering the food to my doorstep. I'm going to you.
Because it's almost at every store. If I go to an outdoor store, it's would you like to round up and donate to, you know, getting kids in the outdoors. It's always an upcharge.
Of course.